This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of January 28, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. On the phone with me, I'm so honored and blessed again, 2 years in a row, the Winter Jam Spectacular Tour is coming to Birmingham again, and a man I really look up to you, Brother Eddie. You are a blessing, Mr. Eddie Carswell from the group New Song.
Well, good morning. Glad to be with you too, by the way.
Yes, sir. You are another year. New Song heads the way, taking cities over again. It just seems like Winter Jam is this machine that is fueled by the Lord. And you guys doing an amazing job with it, but also, New Song does an amazing job on stage.
Well, thank you. We're keeping up. We always have some great artists out here, so we're always wanting to make sure our part hangs in there with the rest of the crowd, and we can do all of that. So it's been going great this year. So we're excited about it. Still getting it going really good at this point. So,
well, you got to keep up if you have Seventh Day Slumber on the tour with you.
And then, yeah, I know.
And then you flip the coin in Lecrae on the other side. My goodness.
Yeah, I know. I've sat out here a couple of nights and I've watched all that. It's really everybody, what they do is really good. Seventh Day Slumber is really good. They're real nice. They stand us out of the stage and watch us. I go out there sometimes and watch them so far. And of course, I watched Lecrae now two or three nights. It's good every night too. So it's fun. All these artists are really fun. I watched Crowder again last night. Once I'm done, I can kind of do had no schedule. So yeah, watching Crowder, having a good time.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, we'll come back in just a minute. We'll talk more about that right here, okay. Mr. Eddie Carswell on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us from West Virginia, but we'll be in Birmingham February 17th, Mr. Eddie Carswell from New Song. We talked a little bit about Winter Jam, some of the artists that you have on it. And last year we talked a little bit, and the conversation just stuck with me, about family. Isn't it a blessing to have a family that supports you, the group, and this tour?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, because we are going a good little bit here. For the good news is it's not 12 months out of the year. It's three, and so we can kind of gear up for it. And I think everybody gears up in different ways. And there are some single guys and girls out here, of course, but they don't have quite the thing going on that we do. All the married guys and girls do, but I think everybody gears up for it. Some of us have done it before. Obviously, I've done it a bunch of times, but others have done it before too, so they know how to kind of prepare themselves and set aside some time. When I get home, we're going to do this, and before I leave, we're going to do this, and some things just to kind of maybe make it a little more good while they can be home. And I think all the wives are supportive and husbands want us to be out here and want to see what God's going to do and be a part of it and to see what he's up to. So I don't hear too much about my wife's really upset that I'm out here so much, or people have kind of geared up for it. They know what they're getting into.
Yes, sir. And if people don't understand, you said, oh, it's just 3 months. But inside those 3 months, is it, I didn't count all the shows, still about 40 shows in 3 months?
It's a little under 40. I think it's 36, 37 this time to get the routing right and everything. So
okay,
it's been 40 or a little over 40 for all these years. And this is, it's been a year or two, it hasn't been quite 40 like this one, like 38 or 9 or whatever. But, so, and sometimes you'll lose a show, you know, because of weather or different things like that. But I've never heard too much, because I don't go around interviewing people about it, but I haven't heard too much. I know about my guys and girl, my guys there with me, there seem to be pretty, you know, some of the younger guys out here that are working with us and have kids, you know, I'm sure it's a bigger strain, and everybody has their own little thing that they're dealing with, but pretty much everybody's pretty positive about the whole situation. You're glad to get to go home, but they're glad to get to come back out the next week too.
Yes, sir, because you have experience on the tour, and then you have some newcomers. Last year it was Ann Wilson. This year, you know, Katie Nicole just, she busted onto the scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Katie Nicole's doing great. She's the first Lights Down artist, and so I get to see some of her set every night. We play second Lights Down artist.
Okay.
So I get to see a little bit of Katie Nicole. She's doing a great job. People love her, love her music. It's fun to keep, you know, some people out here that's pretty new like that. People see them for the very first time. It's always exciting.
She'll be a guest on the show next week. I was blown away last week. Logan Kane. What a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. I watched Kane set all their set last night. I kind of got all my things in order, so I take some time to do this or that. So I watched Kane. I thought they're just great. I loved everything they did. I'd seen some of it before, but I'd never seen the whole set before. It's powerful, and I love what they're about. I love the family approach to it, the whole thing. So it's great.
Well, they are, I guess, Alabama born and raised, so we have a little connection, and we did connect.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we did connect a little bit. So hopefully,
good.
I'll see you backstage. I worked on it last year, and Jeremy Camp just, you know, Jeremy said, "Let my people talk to the organizers, people," and we just couldn't get all the people talking. So, but Logan Kane made it really cool, and he said, "Because we're Bama boys."
Where was he? Did he say what city they were from?
They're from, it's in northwest Alabama. Small.
No, I was thinking they're
small yeah. town. And just the story about their dad being a pastor. And I think that's always neat that how God planted those seeds in his kids.
Right.
And they carried it on. I thought that was one of the best things about that conversation. And that's the best part about Winter Jam, is getting to meet people. And it's especially you, Mr. Eddie. I mean, your wisdom you have in this industry, the knowledge that the Lord has blessed you with in this industry, to be able to not only take a very popular group on the road in New Song, but as you mentioned, in 3 months, you're carrying around 10-plus artists, 10-plus bands. And to orchestrate that, to keep it all together, the Lord just has an anointing on you.
Well, I've got some great people. Thank you. God has blessed it. And, you know, but we've got some people. My son, Jake, who does probably, I don't know what percent, a big part of it now. He grew up doing it. You know, he was right there when the very first things started going. And so he's grown up doing it. Now he does a great job of making sure everything's right. Right. You know, you have to just figure out what artists we want to have, who's available, what do you think, all those type things. So he does a lot of work. There's a lot of people that are involved. They're working really hard. Jerry Holcomb, who does sound for the, well, not everybody, some people have their own sound guy that's really just felt like they want to get their person to it, but he's been doing that for Winter Jam the whole time. Basically the whole time we've been doing it. So we've got some people that are out here a while, they're all investing their life into it, and they deserve a ton of credit. I walk around and talk to people. I'll try to talk to people a lot and things like that, and play in the band and go to catering, and they're working 24/7. So anyway, but it is great. It's a blessing. All of us, you know, big family of winter jammers out here.
Yes. Sir. Do you have time for one more segment?
Sure.
Uh-huh. All right. We'll be back with Mr. Eddie Carswell right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and on the phone with us, Mr. Eddie Carswell from New Song and the Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. Well, Mr. Eddie, we've talked about a lot here, you know, in a short amount of time, and you mentioned your son and the artist. In picking artists, I know you go out and pick artists. Do you ever have artists that come to you and ask to be on the tour?
I think people are maybe not. It's not the artist management. You know, people out and artists too, for that matter, have said, "Hey, maybe they've already been on the tour before. I want to let you know that we'd love to come back. You know, if it fits what you need, because you know you get some of that. You get it from the artist. You get it from obviously more from management than anybody who was working with them, helping them with their schedule and their career, all those things. So yeah, you get it. People wanting to do it, and then. There's, you know, and we obviously want some people to do it. So sometimes it's a good thing when they want to do it, and we're thinking, hey, we're going to call you because we want you to do it. So, and it's a lot of, you know, what we already have on the tour already. Hey, we've already, and we'd love to have, your rap thing here. I love it. But, you know, we've already got, you know, somebody already scheduled for that. So we're not going to be able to do that this year. We'd love to talk to you about maybe next year. It's all that. Friendship, you know, just keeping everything moving along and talking. And once again, there's got some great people that work Winter Jam in some form all year long, getting things ready for it, you know, talking to artists about it, maybe already talked to some artists the next year about it. One way to try to bring that to a close, so we know for sure what we're doing. You know, there's a lot going on with it. It's not 3 or 4 months a year. It's pretty much all year something's going on about it. So. But it's fun. We do some other events too. You know, we do extreme conferences up in Gatlinburg. We do in Branson, Missouri, and we do some other things. We used to do a summer extreme conference. It finally just didn't quite. We did it for years and years, but quite we lost the building and some construction things. And so we haven't been doing it the last couple of summers. But anyway, we have quite a few things going on besides just normal New Song concerts and other things like that.
Yes, sir. You try to find that 25th hour in the day sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. And it's, you know, once again, thank God all these smart people are working on it besides me. And I'm finding out what they found out instead of trying to figure it out myself. And I say, I found out. They already know. They've already worked on it. So that's good.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, as we wrap it up, because I know you were a very busy man, can I say a prayer before we...
I wish you would. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, with a brother, Lord, that you have, man, what you've put on his heart. Lord, I ask you to sustain that, Lord, to guide it, to protect it, to walk with him, Heavenly Father, to put that hedge of protection, Lord, to send the legions of angels to come, Lord, just to protect Brother Eddie, to protect the group, Lord, to protect this tour, Lord. And that, Lord, that when people come, when they wait, if they walk right in, Heavenly Father, that you will prepare their hearts for what you have prepared for them. So for each artist, Lord, equip them, Lord. For the families, Lord, keep them safe as your warriors are on the road, Lord, fighting for you. God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. You say you are or not going to get to come this time?
I am. Yes, sir.
You're good. All right.
I suppose.
Run me down when you get there or tell somebody you find me.
Yes, sir.
So we can speak.
Yeah, supposedly I'm already on the list.
Okay, good. If you have any trouble, call me. This number you got me, this is my cell phone number. If you have any trouble, text me, okay?
Yes, sir. And one other thing I want you to pray about. I'm going to ask you something. And just pray about it. And you can let me know you have my number. You can text me, call me, or you don't have to do either. But if there were 2 minutes available in Birmingham, if I had 2 minutes, and I don't know why I'm asking, is burned in my heart for since last year. 2 minutes, and just pray about that, Brother Eddie, and let me know.
2 minutes to speak, or what are you talking about? I mean, 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. 2 minutes to speak.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I'll pray about it.
Just pray about it. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, buddy. God bless you. I'll see you then, Lord willing. Okay.
God bless you, brother.
Have a great day.
Brother Eddie Carswell, the group new song and the Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
It's Mix Sunday morning, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Eddie Carswell of the group New Song. They've been doing this for a very long time, New Song has, and they've put this Winter Jam Tour Spectacular on for a long time, too. And it's just city after city. I think he said 36, 37 cities this year in 3 months. You can't beat it. It's the largest concert in the world. And it is isn't that amazing? It's a Christian concert. And they do a phenomenal job on stage, Eddie and the rest of New Song, and then all the artists that they have with them on the tour. I can't wait to be there, to get backstage, and to be able to talk to them. And we'll see how Brother Eddie comes back to me with the 2 minutes I asked him for on stage with 20,000 people. I don't know if that'll happen, but if it gets me in front of him and I can talk to him and he gets to know me, I ask you to pray for God's will in my life because I feel something coming in this. So if you're listening, keep me in your prayers that the Lord will continue to walk me in his path and to keep guiding me. And he's opened up some tremendous doors. It's unreal as I sit back and watch. But I know I'm not at the door yet. And it's a door that will change my life. So thank you for listening. Thank you for the comments. I appreciate all of you who listen before church, who listen in the car going to church, and all of you who listen to the podcast. Thank you and God bless you. It's Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you're on the podcast listening, I'm sorry you won't be able to hear this song, but you can go to her podcast, Amanda Nolan, as we're going to be debuting her song For Such a Time as This right now on Mix Sunday Morning. Another week, another show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening online over the airs of 106.5 FM and on Spotify on the podcast Mix Sunday Morning. I want to thank Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, Sylacauga Handicap for sponsoring the show. I want to thank all the listeners. Thank you so very much. I want to go back to a song we heard earlier that I talked about. Zach Williams sings a song, Fear is a Liar. And I just wanted to go into that a little more before we close the show. For years, I taught young kids that Satan was coming after them and that he was going to get them in a corner and he was going to tell them they weren't worth anything, that nobody loved them. He was going to put his fear in them and drive out all hope that was in them. They didn't believe me when they were in the sixth grade. They didn't believe me when I taught them when they were seniors. But as I've talked to some in their life, as they've grown up, they've been in that point. See, that's all Satan wants to do. He wants to get you there by yourself. He wants to push that fear inside of you. Well, I thank Zach Williams for writing a song God put on his heart, Fear's a Liar. Because that's what it is. it's a nothing but a lie. And the master of lies is Satan himself. So don't let fear creep into your heart. But mostly, don't let fear creep into your mind, because your mind can destroy you. Let the hope of the Lord, let the joy of the Lord fill your mind and fill your heart. And if you feel like you are headed to that corner, I don't care what happens, what you've done in your life. God loves you. If no one else does, God loves you. And he's got a plan for your life. I want to thank Eddie Carswell from New Song for phoning in this week. I'm really excited next week. Katie Nicole will be calling in. God just continues to bless this show. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll hear Katie Nicole next week right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.